Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and oh, it's wonderful to begin a new week's worth of broadcasting and sharing this time together with you. I so appreciate my spiritual family, and I'm so grateful for UCM partners that have, through the decades, been so faithful to allow Unveil Christ Ministries to carry on. We've been celebrating going now in our 51st year of daily radio broadcasting and full-time ministry, and all the glory goes to Jesus. So thank you, UCM partners, for your prayers and your fellowship. And if you're a new listener, I do invite you to be blessed by the Lord as we share this time together. And if you have a prayer need, know that the prayer ministry and correspondence ministry is one of the most sacred aspects of UCM. It is such a blessing and such a privilege as I pray for the requests and for the partners, for those that write in. I pray and seek the Lord and send back what would be, and so many have testified over the decades, that it's just been a timely word. It was the word they needed to hear in due season. So I invite you to write at the end of the broadcast. The announcer will give you their contact information. But for now, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, I pray that you will do a new thing in our lives, Lord, in the days and weeks ahead. Lord, you're a God of new beginnings. You have said in your word, you're doing a new thing, and shall we not know it? Lord, we know that our Christian experience, our spiritual growth should never be stagnant, but it should be an ever-growing, ever-increasing progression into the mount of the Lord, into the very things of God, into that heavenly Jerusalem and that Zion where we're all eventually headed, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that's been given to us. And, Lord, we're asking for your presence to be made real to us. And, Lord, anoint the words that we would share together and open up our hearts to see a greater vista, that we shall see that land, as the scriptures say, that is very far off, that we'll see the King in his glory, and that we will know that the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church, but Lord, that you are establishing us on that solid rock, on Christ Jesus, and Lord, that we will thank you for your guidance and direction and provision in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, I'm ministering, took most of last week just to lay a foundation, and we want to talk about the glory restored. How can we experience the presence of God in our own personal lives, our daily walk with God, as well as in our churches, in our congregations? That is something that I believe, should really focus on. Why? Not just for the experience, but because, beloved, we are living in very difficult times, and if ever we needed God's power, God's strength, God's Spirit, His wisdom, we need it now. We are living in difficult times. So many of God's people are under intense spiritual warfare. The enemy is doing everything he can to discourage. You might be feeling that even as you're listening today. You've gone through this, some things, and you just feel so disheartened. You feel so discouraged. But in the presence of the Lord, Psalm 16 says, is fullness of joy. Praise God. And in his right hand are pleasures forevermore. So if we can just take our eyes off the problem, take our eyes off the circumstances, off the situations we're facing, and put our eyes on Jesus. If our eye be single, our whole body shall be full of light. Let our eyes behold Jesus, and let us praise him. Let us thank him that he is moving to bring forth his purposes, his plans, his will in our lives. So Having shared all that, how can we experience the glory restored? How can we experience God in a new measure in our day-to-day lives? And the first way I'd like to share with you is with a passionate hunger and intense seeking of the Lord. The Word says, we will be found of the Lord if we will seek Him with all of our hearts. If we draw nigh to God, He will draw nigh to us. That's what the Scripture promises us. And we can express that love and that longing for the Lord in a manner that's pleasing to Him. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise to thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness every morning and thy faithfulness every night. We can express our hunger and our love and our longing through the Lord through wholehearted praise and worship. Now, the problem with a lot of the church today is we're pretty well satisfied. We think we've got it all and we're, you know, prayed up, packed up, and ready to go. Well, if we go to the book of Revelation, chapter 3, the Lord appeared to John. He was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and he gave messages to the various churches, the seven churches. And some scholars have said this is representative of church ages, but regardless of, you know, the theology of it, if we just hear what Jesus was saying to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, he says, and I'm reading now from verse 14 in Revelation 3, "These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou hast said, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." And then, you know, frequently we use this scripture for the unsaved, but he's speaking to his people. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." We're talking about fellowship with God. If we will do what the Word tells us to do, that's why I'm taking the time and the energy to share this message with you, because Jesus is knocking at the door of our hearts, and we need to examine ourselves. The Word tells us if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. Have we become lukewarm? Are you as fervent now serving God as you were when you first were saved? I'm afraid if we all examine ourselves, we'd have to shake our heads and say, well, there's certainly need for improvement. God wants us to be wholly in love with Him and to be excited about Him. And one of the ways we can share and express that love is by worshiping Him, the sacrifice of praise. That is something that with which God is well pleased. You know, there are new covenant sacrifices, and those are, one of them is praise and worship. But let's have a scriptural foundation, all right? Let's go now to 2 Samuel 6:12, because I always want to give you scripture. When I say something, the Word has to back it up. And we're going to the 6th chapter of the book of Samuel, and what we see here is David, I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but I trust you know, he was persecuted by Saul, and he was fleeing from him in the wilderness, and eventually, in God's time, he was placed on the throne of, he was ruler over all Judah from the city of Hebron for 7 years. He was anointed as a young lad, and it was a number of years before he actually had that promise fulfilled. But that occurred, and then when after about 7 years had passed, it says the elders of Israel came to David, and they they said, you know, we remember how you led us out with the armies of the Lord while under Saul's kingship, and they anointed him king over all of Israel. So for 33 years, he then became king over all Israel. So for a period of 40 years, he was a king over the Israelites. And we knew that that one of the first things he did, because he was a man after God's own heart, we also know that he was a type of Christ. And so one of the first things he did after he was anointed and all of Israel united together, he went to Jerusalem to take the what was to be called the city of David. He defeated the Jebusites. They said, you're not coming in here. Well, he did. Like Christ, David never lost a battle. And once they had secured the city and he erected or set up, if you would, the city of David, then the Philistines came on, you know, they got news that he was king and they tried to defeat him. And of course, that was a rousing defeat for them. But then the very next thing that we see scripture record, it's in the first verse of chapter 6. Again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baalah of Judah to bring up from thence the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, that dwelleth between the cherubim. This is so beautiful because David, as he began his reign, he knew it was God who had fulfilled his word. What he wanted more than anything else was the very presence of God. That's how he started his kingship. That's how he started his ministry to the people of Israel. He wanted the presence of God. And so at the beginning of his reign, he went to the house of Obed-Edom and brought the ark into the city of David with gladness. Well, my time has flown by, and on tomorrow's broadcast, we'll pick up right at this point when David is going to be bringing in the ark, the very presence of God, to the city of David. But for now, I could go on. I don't want to leave you, but I must. Time insists that I do that. So I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. And I just want to thank you for joining me. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,